USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An antitrust complaint against Facebook is being thrown out. A court in Washington, D.C. says a complaint against a California-based company is legally insufficient. The court ruling the FTC failed to prove Facebook has monopoly power. However, the ruling isn't all bad news for federal regulators. Despite the complaint being tossed, the case is still intact, meaning the FTC can bring it back if they present more evidence. At least 10 people are dead and 150 are still missing as authorities try to find out how a condo in Surfside, Florida collapsed last week. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying they're looking into the structural issues.
And this is something that's going to require community involvement, local government, state government, and FEMA for a while, and we're in that for the long haul.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust, with top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
The White House is defending President Biden's decision to order airstrikes without congressional approval on the Iraqi-Syrian border over the weekend.
The president took this action to defend U.S. personnel. The targeted strikes were directed at facilities used by Iran-backed militias.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, the Pentagon saying the United States carried out 3 airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border. The Justice Department announced it's suing Georgia over its election reform laws passed earlier this year, claiming the law impedes on black Americans and other minorities' right to vote. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rippensberger tells Fox News he doesn't expect the lawsuit to go to the Supreme Court.
I think we'll win at the appeals court, if not at the district court level, because we have the law on our side and we have truth on our side.
All right.
And all they have on their side is a lot of rhetoric.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden walked back the implied threat of a veto of his bipartisan infrastructure deal amid pushback from Republican lawmakers who accused him of reneging on his promise. The administration releasing a statement saying they understand why some Republicans were upset when Biden told reporters he'd only sign the $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal if Congress passes another multi-trillion dollar deal known as the American Families Plan, which was backed only by Democrats. Calvin King is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Georgia. He's also a business owner and the co-founder of Speak Georgia. Regarding this infrastructure plan, he tells CNBC.
Well, Joe, that's what I was really concerned about initially. Initially, it looked like it was an amalgamation of a whole bunch of spending. But they apparently carved out infrastructure-related items to make it $1 billion now as opposed to multiple billion dollars. But my concern still rests with the reconciliation portion. It's almost as if the Democratic Party said, okay, we're still going to push through our agenda. We're just going to split it up and do it twice. And this is why it's so important to win that Senate seat, because under the reconciliation portion, which will come later, that is really just a majority of the Senate vote. There's not a supermajority that's required. So that's why it's so important.
And if everything goes according to plan, this bill should be on President Biden's desk by the end of August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.